From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
You know that bottle of wine you've been saving for that oh-so-special occasion? Turns out, if you let that bottle sit, it might become horribly unfit. How to ruin perfectly good wine after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
What's the best way to ruin a perfectly good bottle of wine? Save it for a special day, which just could be that bottle's funeral. Although there are many fine wines that benefit from proper aging at just the right temperature, more than 95% of all the wine produced around the globe is meant to be consumed promptly. Chances are that old dusty bottle of wine you found in the cabinet, cupboard, or basement has turned a flat, dull, brownish color and is thoroughly oxidized. So how can you tell if that old bottle of wine is any good? Simple. Pull the cork, pour, and sip. Generally, wines that benefit from aging are some of the reds. Better Bordeaux, Burgundies, and Rhones, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Pinot Noir, and Syrah, as well as some of the stronger dessert wines. Proper storage is everything. The proper cellaring temperature for fine wine is 55 degrees. Any warmer, or if the wine was subjected to extreme temperatures or sudden variations, it will likely not live a long and happy life. You know what they say? Sometimes when you snooze, you lose. You won't find me sleeping on the job. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.